Keith, obviously a very difficult couple of days here in that this wicket, isn't it? It's not the easiest for anybody to bat on, is it?
No, it's not the easiest out there at all. Quite a lot of turn, even from yesterday, from our bowlers, and they've bowled very well with their spinners as well. So it's been testing for both teams, and it's going to be interesting going into tomorrow.
Took a lot of discipline to avoid that follow-on target at 133, but you saw us just about over the line.
Yeah, we just wanted to make sure we weren't put back in again. Obviously, try and drag it out as long as possible and make sure we got within the score we needed to. Obviously, we wanted to go on for more than what we did, but we've still got a job in hand to do tomorrow, so we'll come back and fight tomorrow morning.
Given the circumstances at 40 for 5, young Matthew Lamb showed really good application. It was actually probably a rare false shot from him that got him out, but he really stuck around well.
Yeah, he's done a great job since he's come in. He's come on leaps and bounds this year. He's concentrating really hard, and it's one of those wickets where you have to concentrate a lot, and one ball where you're not quite on it can get you out, which obviously he lost a bit of concentration. He even said he just a bit of a blind moment there. But it's one of those wickets you've got to keep working and watching the ball and working hard, trying to score as much as you can and make sure you defend the good balls that are there.
It's been one of the positives of this season that the younger players, a lot of them are taking their opportunity this year.
Yeah, it's good signs. I mean, opportunities haven't been, there haven't been many opportunities, I don't think, for the younger lads recent times, last few years. So the chance that they're getting actually now and they're showing they can do it is a really good sign.
And Chris Wright dug deep as well. He's done this a number of times, in fact, including against Somerset down at Taunton last year, where we nearly pulled off a remarkable win.
Yeah, he's always there and thereabouts, grafting hard. I think he's underestimated a lot with his batting. He's done really well for us. He enjoys batting as well, which obviously does help. We just need more of the same tomorrow from us with the ball, and then when we do bat again, we'll have to make sure we can scrap every single person and go as far as we can.
Just felt in the final hour might have been a little bit flatter than we've seen in the first 2 days.
It's probably the weather really. Started to slow up a bit. I mean, they did get a lot to turn early on, and then it became a bit more kind of, bit not as much turn, but there was still a bit turn, then they all wanted to skid straight on. So I mean, the weather is making a difference in the wicket, but we'll see how it goes tomorrow.
Lead of 211 for Somerset. How much do you think might be too much?
You don't know. They could have enough now, but we're going to have to just see and go about it. If we think it's too much, then we've got to defend and fight hard for our wickets and make sure that we don't give them the game.